We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I play with any quarterback. No matter who's here, I play with the Steelers. You guys write the stories. I got to wake up to the Google alerts. You guys are constantly under the pressure. I can't go nowhere and work out by myself. Fans come meet me at the field. Can't do nothing normal. You guys write about me every day. My mom, my kids see it. So we have to deal with these type of things. And I started to think to myself, am I really free? Can't really express myself in this game. I can't really tell you guys how I feel. You guys make the pressure to put pressure on me all the time. Am I really free? I had to get away to, you know, free my mom. You guys in my face asking me about not showing up the volunteer practice. You guys paint me a picture to talk about Le'Veon. I'm not involved with Le'Veon business or his contract. You guys write about it and say, oh, AB says it show up. I just say the first rule again, better. I didn't say he got to show up. He got his own business. You guys put the pressure on me all the time. In regards to life, in regards to everything, and we just supposed to take it. That ain't freedom.
Am I really free? Asks Antonio Brown. What was that all about? Brown complaining about his individual freedom, saying he feels imprisoned by the media, can't say how he feels, can't be honest, feels hounded. His family is forced to read what gets said about him. And so he got away for a few weeks to pursue mental happiness because there was too much scrutiny. Any sympathy for him, Ron? Any at all?
No, not a whole lot. Although,
does he have a point?
In some ways, he does. You know, I think the whole Le'Veon Bell situation, he was right, was misconstrued. He did say, show up, that's how you get better. But then if you play the second half of that, you know, it's his business. He's going to do what he has to do to be ready. He works out hard. He's going to be in shape to carry it 500 times. You know, AB's exaggeration a little bit. But in that case, I think he had a point. I don't know where the quarterback stuff came from, that he only wanted to catch from Ben Roethlisberger. I have no idea where that came from. But, I mean, he brings on so many of these problems himself with his actions on social media and the things that he says sometimes. And I have a hard time deciphering him half of the time. I don't know what he's talking about. He talks in circles. I think he talks sometimes without thinking. So I don't have a lot of sympathy for him. I just wonder if there's, you know, I hope there's nothing serious, family problems or situations with him, because it is unusual for him to miss any workouts. I mean, he's never missed any OTAs. Would he miss 8 of them this year?
Yeah.
That's not like him. He loves the practice field. He's the last one off the practice field every day. I think he'd practice around the clock if he could. So I wonder why he stayed away this time. Again, you know, people – you know, I don't think it was a big deal that he or Ben weren't there, nor do I think it's a big deal that Brady and Gronkowski weren't in New England.
Yeah,
it's a mandatory minicamp. You got to be there. They're there. So I just find him almost comical sometimes, because I look at him basically as a harmless guy. I don't think he's malicious. I just don't think some of the things he says don't come across as very bright to me. And he should stay off of social media more than he does, just like Le'Veon, same way.
Well, I want to know if fans feel like Brown gets criticized too much, if they feel any sympathy or feel sorry for him. 412-928-9370. I think Brown loses fans when he complains. Let me put it this way. I think players lose fans when they complain about the money, the amount of money they're making to play a game, or when they complain about how hard they have it. Fans with real jobs who struggle to make ends meet, who live paycheck to paycheck, don't want to hear any NFL player who feels like his liberties or rights are being taken away from him.
Well, that's my number one beef with Le'Veon. You know, he's the victim here. He feels like he's a target, that people were against him. You know, they don't want to hear that. Antonio doesn't do that. He's just, I don't know where.
Well, that's what he's saying here.
What,
he's saying fans.
Not about the money.
Well, not the money, but he's, I'm not free. I don't have any freedom.
I have no idea what that means.
He said, I can't even work out without fans showing up at my practices.
Well, the only people that tell you where he's at are him.
Right.
So,
he's on his own social media. Yeah, he's on Instagram or Snapchat.
He practices it. the South Side compound, and it literally is a compound. There's fences around it, guards. You can't get in there. So I don't know who he's talking about. If he's talking about working out at home in the off season, well, the only people that know where he is he tells them where
right.
He
he's
is.
Inviting people to come check him out when he sends those videos out. Steelers fans want to see this guy score touchdowns and maybe do a
and
quick dance in the
that,
end zone.
He does that tremendously. He's a great player, deserving of their team MVP last year, and the fans will be cheering for him right. on opening day in Cleveland
right.
because I don't think people care as much what they do off the field. Yeah, it can be annoying sometimes, but you can tune it out. Sunday afternoons at 1 o'clock you know, on the opening day in Cleveland, you can't tune it out. You want to see him perform,
right.
and I guarantee you, unless he somehow gets hurt, he's going to be
performing in
Cleveland.
I think this is what you have here with a couple of guys. What you just said about Brown is also true of Bell. The second he gets on the field for them in Cleveland, people are going to want him to do well and score touchdowns.
However, and if he does, they'll cheer for him.
However, they'll cheer, but I still think deep down they won't like him. I think they'll look at it like, I've got to root for this guy for another year and put up with him, and he's a really gifted, talented player, but I don't like the individual. I don't like the guy that's in the uniform or under the helmet. And I think Brown is getting dangerously close to that with some of the things that he says.
Yeah, see, I look at him as more harmless than Le'Veon. That's just me. I mean, he has that silly grin on his face all the time. Now, yesterday he didn't, but you know the picture he sent out was on Instagram of kneeling with, like, I guess in response to the league's national anthem policy, and talked about the owner of the Jets, you know, what a great guy he was. I mean, he was kind of thumbing his nose. But he had that goofy smile on his face, and I can't take him seriously. Even when he did the locker room in Kansas City, all he did was grin through the whole thing. I just don't think he thinks sometimes. I think that's his biggest
problem.
Yeah,
I don't think ignorance is a good excuse.
Le'Veon is more, to me, more calculating. And the stuff his rap song, the stuff he tweets out, I think is much more, I won't say harmful, but more along those lines. Because I don't think any of it matters come opening day in Cleveland.
It's just so ridiculous to me that a guy who twerks after he scores touchdowns without any kind of punishment from his coach, gyrates on the field, posts that Facebook Live video after a playoff game, that he, of all people, is the one complaining about not having enough freedom. Has there ever been an NFL player with more freedom? With more leash? This guy can pretty much do whatever he wants when he wants, right? What? As Mike Tomlin likes to say, what am I going to do? Bench him?
He's a grown man.
What am I going to do? Punish this guy?
Right.
He gets away with everything.
Right.
You
know why? Because he produces.
Because he's a great player,
exactly. He's on the field.
It was so funny to me because this guy had never met a camera he didn't like until yesterday. He doesn't keep a low profile. He's not an introvert like Larry Fitzgerald.
Although he did have one of the great quotes of all time. You know, I don't like to call attention to myself.
Yeah, BS.
That was a couple of years ago. That was one of my all-time favorite quotes.
And now
I don't like to call attention to
myself.
And
now he's complaining.
No one wants it more.
And now he's complaining about the attention. This is a guy that shows up to Radio Row with a mink coat on at the Super Bowl. He comes up with the business is booming slogan. He has carved out, in addition to being a really good wide receiver, he's carved out a brand, a niche for himself because of his personality.
Made a lot of money in the process.
And the way he gets his personality out there is through the media. He wants the bright lights until he gets criticized for saying something or doing something. My thing is, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen, Antonio. You can't complain about the trappings of fame, or you can't say the media is making your life difficult when I turn on an NFL game and during a commercial break, I see your smile like 3 or 4 times, whether it's Chunky Soup or Pepsi or something. So you got to take the good with the bad. You're a $17 million player. You know, I don't really want to hear from him that, you know, you don't understand. You haven't walked in my shoes. You don't know how tough it is when my family sees the Google alerts. And I've got to explain to them, or I've got to explain to my teammates how I really feel. So I thought that really fell on, if you could figure out what he meant by that message, I thought it fell on deaf ears.
Which, again, I struggle most of the time trying to figure out what he has to say.
So
that's why, you know, I mean, we're in the reporting business. I write a column. You know, I don't need these guys to talk to these guys like the beat guys do.
Right.
But Antonio, you know, you wait so long for him to come out, after games, I don't even bother because most of what he says is just gibberish.
Well, right.
I mean, I can see with my own eyes how spectacular he is.
Yep.
I've already called him for 2 years the greatest receiver I've ever seen in Pittsburgh, and that includes a couple of Hall of Famers named Swan and Stallworth. I don't need him to tell me how good he is. I can see it. Other than that, I mean, he talks mostly gibberish.
I think, I'll say this again, I think most Steelers fans really deep, maybe not even that deep down, don't like Le'Veon
Bell.
See,
I can't speak for most. You know, some I'm sure don't, but again, they all love him on game day. So,
well, when we talk about Le'Veon Bell, does it seem to you like he has more defenders or more?
No, probably. I think the court of public opinion has turned on him.
I
don't think a lot of people care about what goes on in the offseason. They don't care what these guys make. They don't care what the salary cap ramifications are. They just want to know, is he going to be there on Sunday, and is he going to be the best running back in the league? And so far, he's done that. We'll see if he does it again this year.
See, I do think fans care if players are spoiled or if they're I think they do care about more than just touchdowns and extra points. Look at the whole Colin Kaepernick situation. Look at the anthem situation in Chicago this year. Fans threatening to boycott and protest the team and not watch games. So I do think
I'd like to know how many followed through with that.
I at the end of the day, winning and losing is obviously what matters the most. But some guys, you grin and bear it, and you only root for them because they play for your team.
Well, sure.
And I think Antonio Brown might be one of those guys. Where it's like, you know what? I really don't like what this guy represents and what he stands for and how he acts, but he's the best wide receiver in the NFL, so I tolerate it and put up with it anyways. You know, there are other guys like Troy Polamalu, who I think are pretty much beloved across the board because not only are they great football players, you think they're great people, so you want to see people like that win.
We had one on yesterday, Jerome.
Jerome Bettis. Marc-Andre Fleury is the same way. Marc-Andre Fleury continues to have a huge following even when he leaves. Andrew McCutcheon, same thing. If Antonio Brown were to go play for another team, I don't think anybody here would like him at all. Same thing with Bell.
No, but they'd miss him on Sundays.
Well, that's for sure. So just your thoughts here on Antonio Brown, if this makes him more unlikable, if you have any sympathy for a guy that's complaining about his freedoms and his rights being violated by the media and fans who are flocking to see his workouts and invading his space. 412-928-9370. What did you make of Brown's rant? 412-928-9370. That is the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. It's Cook and Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.